What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is your host, DGA, aka 509 Reasons. And we are back. We are back with a real good one, a real stirring topic right here. We're going to get into it and get to stirring the pot. All right. Make sure you guys jump on the platforms. Make sure you check me on Instagram. Make sure you check me on Facebook. Let me know what you think. Let me know your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And keep the conversation going. But anyways, we're going to get into it. We're going to get real mixy. So the NCAA has an award coming out for the Women's Athlete of the Year. And one particular name sticks out. A person that was nominated for NCAA Athlete of the Year is a woman by the name of Leah Thomas. But you would ask what the problem is. Well, let me break it down for you, be a little bit more specific. Leah Thomas is a transgendered women's swimmer. Basically, yeah, she's a transgender women's swimmer, and she competes in the field of women. More specifically, people who have been born as females competing in a competition for swimmers and divers and things like that. So early in the career, she shot to fame when she became the first transgendered NCAA champion in Division I history after winning the women's 500-yard freestyle. And she had hoped to compete for a place in the Olympics, but the Olympic committee did not admit her. But some more background. Thomas competed on the Penn State men's team for 3 years before transitioning and moved to the women's team. Then she set multiple program records. So here's the thing, right? There's no hate here. You are allowed to be who you want to be in this world. You are allowed to identify with what makes you comfortable. You identify what makes you feel whole inside. But at the same time, you're not allowed to dictate how people are supposed to feel about you, whether it be that they like you or they don't like you. It is what it is. And at the same time, when you're being who you want to be, you're not allowed to hurt people in that process. And this is where the problem lies right here, right? So this is a very touchy subject, and I already knew this going in, but I'm not going to talk about this from an emotional standpoint, which could be introduced later on, but we're going to talk about this from a scientific fairness standpoint. Because you cannot debate science and you cannot debate fairness. Leah Thomas was born a male and decided to transition to being a woman, which, once again, as long as you're not hurting nobody, it is what it is. But the problem is, in this process, Leah Thomas is actually hurting people. How, you may ask? As I said earlier, she set records. She set Division I records, winning the women's 500-yard freestyle. Let's also understand that Leah Thomas is physically bigger than the rest of the women in the field. Yes, Leah Thomas is taking hormones to help transition her as a trans woman. But the rest of the women are being dominated because Leah Thomas is physically bigger than the rest of the pack. And you have to ask, how is that fair? If you could answer the question for me, man, I would like to understand. But physically, Leah Thomas is bigger than the rest of the women that she's competing with. So, as you can see, as you can hear, there's no disrespect here. It's all love, because I'm calling Leah Thomas. I am identifying Leah Thomas as the person she wants to identify as, that is a woman. But Leah is a trans woman. There's no hate here. It's just facts. It's reality. You know what I'm saying? And how else is Leah Thomas hurting the rest of these women in this field, right? If you are an athlete, a person that's competing for possibly a scholarship or awards, or you have career aspirations, and it's conducive for me to actually win in my field, but I'm not able to win because someone is physically dominating me. Let's break it down as well. I'm going to give you a perfect example. In sports, baseball. In baseball, there was a big controversy some years ago of big names who were caught doing steroids. For those who are not familiar, steroids helped some of these athletes hit the ball harder, made these guys faster, thus giving them an unfair advantage on the rest of the competition. Some of these guys were Hall of Famers, actually. And these guys are now shunned from baseball lore. These names that we used to revere are now looked at as cheaters. You know, and we're talking about men on men, right? So how in this case is it different? Even if she was to take the hormones, does that make her stronger? Does that make her shorter? Does that make her muscles that much weaker to give her the level of playing field for the rest of the people to be able to compete with her in a fair setting? Let's keep it 100. 100. No, it doesn't. And also, let's keep into play. I'm not even a woman. But based on what women tell me, when they go through their monthly phase, when they go through menstruation, the things y'all go through emotionally as well as physically, the cramps, the headaches, and of course, y'all can go on from me. But does Leah Thomas get to experience those particular things? Like, I want to know, when the NCAA sets these competitions, do they set the competition at a particular time of the month where everybody is not going through menstruation? I'm going to assume no. Because at the end of the day, we all know everybody has their own period at any time of the month. Everybody's different. Whatever's your Monday could be another person's Thursday. Another person's Saturday could be somebody's Wednesday. But there is no particular date for Leah Thomas, right? So, once again, we're talking about fairness here. We're not talking about a person not being able to be who they want to be. Let's just keep it fair. Let's keep it 100. So the fact that she gets to be nominated as Woman of the Year is a huge slap to women everywhere. There are the sympathizers out there, and there are people out there who are not going to like this. There are going to be people out there who's going to say, this is transphobic. But compete with the facts, though. It is what it is. It's real. I'm not saying anything to you that's a lie. I'm not really saying much that's opinion. There's more fact in here than the opinion that I'm spinning to you right now. Because we live in a world of cancel culture. You know what I'm saying? Sensitive-ass world. And we're not allowed to have a simple conversation without others throwing some type of diss at another or saying, oh, you're anti this, or you're, you know what I'm saying, you're transphobic or whatever. So recently, there was a couple celebrities who actually commented on the situation at whole, not necessarily at Leah Thomas, but at the situation, because there was a big uproar about recently about the Roe versus Wade, about women's rights to their bodies and things of such. And let me just touch on that a little bit. Macy Gray had a comp an interview some weeks ago, and let me just let her speak.
In an era now, Macy, where you can't, it, most public figures are too terrified to even say what they think a woman is.
I know.
I mean, well, if I asked you what a woman is, what would you say?
I would say a human being with boobs. You have to start there.
Yeah, I mean, the dictionary is quite straightforward. It just says a human
vagina.
adult female,
Yeah.
right?
No, a lot of people. Yeah, see, that's now that's a little getting confusing. The whole. She, they, that's gonna
And I'm not
rough.
Sure why, really. It's a bit like this whole issue of transgenders in sport. It's like I support all trans rights to fairness and equality,
Me too.
but not where you have people born to obvious physical superior bodies
Me too.
transitioning and then thrashing the women at their sports.
I totally agree. And I will say this, and everybody's gonna hate me, but as a woman, just because you go change your parts doesn't make you a woman.
Right.
Sorry.
You feel that?
I know that for a fact. Like, if you want me to call you a her, I will, because that's what you want. But that doesn't make you a woman just because I call you a her and just because you got a surgery.
Because people do feel that there's biological sex and then there's gender identity, that you can
Right.
identify as whatever you like
You can
in
call
terms of
yourself
a
whatever you
gender,
want.
right?
Yeah,
That's the
totally.
freedom we live in. But
Absolutely.
actually, you can't change the mechanics of biological sex. They are what they are.
Well, just like women go through just a completely unique experience that, and surgery or you know finding yourself doesn't change that. You know, being a little girl is a whole epic book, you know, and you can't have that just because you want to be a woman,
I mean, you
because
know
you
that
want to be.
when people like J.K. Rowling have said.
I'm gonna go ahead and just go ahead. I'm just gonna go ahead and pause that right there. You know what I'm saying? Because I could just let that play for a little bit. But you're not here for Piers Morgan. This is my joint. You feel me? No, but I don't see what she said wrong. And just know that Macy Gray got crazy backlash for saying those comments. Stupid backlash. And there was tweets at her, and there was one particular tweet that kind of stuck out to me. It was kind of interesting. And this was from I guess a black woman. It says, "Wow, thought Macy Gray was smarter than this. Absolutely disgusting disregard for all women and all their different experiences. Trans women are women, trans men are men, period." I don't see what's the problem here. I don't see what it's like me saying, me as a black person, y'all know me, I'm a Haitian American. It's me saying that I identify as a white European. I could identify as a white European all I want to, but I am not a white European. You could look at me and see physically that I am not a white European. So there's not gonna be an issue with that, but why is there an issue with us just saying, okay, you're a trans woman, and if you wanna be identified as a he, she, or they, as long as you communicate that to me, because I'm not gonna just know that off rip. Let's be respectful here. I'm not gonna know that off rip. If you communicate that to me, we can work on, I can call you a he, I can call you she or they, whatever you identify as. But if we're talking about women, you're not a woman. Physically don't go through what a woman goes through. It's a choice. And once again, if this is how you feel on the inside, I'm going to sympathize with you there. But as far as like you just being able to just adopt all the pluses of identifying as a woman, that's not fair to the women out there. And then the sympathizers, I don't even know what to say for y'all. Because it sounds good to support from the outside looking in until it somehow affects you. Because when it affects you immediately, I believe your tone will change. 100%. 100%. Your tone's going to change. Let's say you have a child. Let's say you have a 5-6-year-old child. You have a little girl playing peewee soccer. I'll bump it. We're just going to stick to the swimming because since we was on swimming, it was, let's say we have a 5-6-year-old child swimming. And then you have another child, a transgendered woman or a transgendered girl. You're competing with them. Or your child is competing with them. Your child gets knocked. How do they get knocked? You look at both of them, they have the same technique. They're doing all the right things. But yet, your child loses. Right? How do they lose? Why do they lose? The other child is bigger than them. I'm going to give you another one. Wrestling. Imagine a transgendered woman wrestling against your daughter, and they get dominated. Are you gonna clap and say your daughter tried her best, or are you gonna feel some type of way? Stop fronting. Stop the cap. Y'all sound good when y'all be sympathizing. Y'all stop the cap. This is not to say that we cannot support trans people. I'm not saying you can't support trans people. I'm not saying to hate trans people at all. It's all love. But stop the cap. This is not what we call equality. We could talk about marry who you want to marry. You deserve the same rights as any other person. But when it comes to certain things, stop the cap. Physically, y'all are not the same. You have men, you have women, and then you have trans men, you have trans women, or whatever anybody wants to identify as. But at the end of the day, it's science. Men are anatomically, physically stronger than women, for the most part. A regular or average human male is bigger than a human average female. If you decide you want to transition, so be it. That is fine. Identify who you want to identify as. But to say that you want to do what women do, in a sense of, you know, competing against them or doing things against others, like, that's not fair. Y'all fronting. Stop playing, man. I know people don't want to say it for real. But this is what we call stirring the pot. And I chose this one. This is finally really stirring the pot. Because I've been saying that I need to stir this bitch. I've been saying I need to stir it. I need to stir this joint. Now I'm stirring it. It's going to get crazy backlash for those that actually listen to it. But you could, if you can, you just tell me where I'm lying. My ears is always open. I'm willing to have a conversation. But we got to stop the cap with this one right here. So there was a comedian, a trans woman comedian by the name of Flame Monroe, a black trans woman comedian who came to the defense of Macy Gray. I just wanted to have you guys check this out right quick.
Good evening, everyone. My name is comedian Flame Monroe. I am a transgender woman or person, however you describe it, and this message is directly for Macy Gray. Macy Gray, I want to tell you out the words of my mouth from my portion of the LGBTQIA+ community that I wholeheartedly support you and thank you for seeing the real world for what it is. I do not believe that you are transphobic or homophobic or any other kind of phobic. I believe that you know science and biology because here are the three things. Gender is a fact, identity is how you feel, and sexuality is your desire. And you are absolutely right, because until you have the heart and mind of a woman, I don't believe that you could ever possibly be a biological woman. Trans women are trans women. Trans men are trans men. Women are women, and men are men. It is as simple as that. There shouldn't be any argument about this.
Boom. And that's that. What is the debate here? You want to like who you like? You want to do what you want? You want to feel how you feel? That's totally 100 acceptable as long as you're not, you know, harming others in that process. That's not straight like that. So why are we having a debate? Why? And then at the same time, so we have a thing, right, where we, you know, people can call others being homophobic, transphobic, things like that, which is understandable. Yes, you're right. There are people over there that are transphobic, homophobic, and yes, they are. But those who might just, you know, be simply stating facts, not opinion, but facts, you know, and anybody from the LGBTQ society, they don't agree with it, they get to hurl words back, and it's A-okay. They get to say, oh, man, this person should be canceled. And that's A-okay. So now, basically, the, you know, the cursing that used to be done to them, they get to do it back to anybody and just get to say, oh, you're phobic this, you're phobic that. Once again, are we really being fair here? Because now we just out here canceling just to cancel. You already know what my dog Dave Chappelle done went through. And then if you really look at his, you know, specials where, you know, they was trying to cancel him for, you know, the gay jokes. Come on, man. Y'all doing too much. Doing too much. Dave Chappelle could crack on anybody except gay people. He could crack on anybody except trans people. So at this point, y'all untouchable, huh? We already know the injustice that are being done to trans people, gay people. We know that, and it's not right. I'm gonna tell you 100%, it's not right. But to be doing all these other things and saying that you deserve to transition to whoever you want to transition to, whether it be male or female, woman or male or man, and say you get to be in this field, oh, I get to compete with a woman. That's not fair. If you're towering over your competition, or if you're towering over who you're supposed to say is your peer, how you figure that's fair? If you get into a fight with a woman, what makes you think they have a real chance physically? This is crazy, yo. And I know people not gonna like this, but I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm stirring this pot today. I feel like cooking. I got seasoning too, cause you know I'm Haitian, man. I got something. You know, some seasoning. I got some seasoning for this joint, yo. Everybody be who you want to be, man. As long as you don't hurt nobody in the process. That's it. That's what I call fair. In other news, did you hear that a New Jersey trans prisoner was put into a female facility while the trans prisoner was in the facility? She ended up impregnating two female inmates. Mind you, in prison, You're not allowed to have sex. Of course, we know it happens. People have sex in there, whether it be a male prison, female prison. People have sex there, but they're not supposed to. They're not allowed to. Respectfully, they put the transgendered, the trans woman into the female facility only for the trans female to impregnate the female inmates. Okay, so now this is where the confusion comes into, right? At what point do you get to call a male or female a transgender, right? Is it after they done went through the whole procedure? Or is it when they just start taking the meds, like hormones and things of that sort? The inmate, before being put into the system, declares themselves as a transgendered woman. Respectfully put them in the women's facility and ends up impregnating two female inmates. Mind you, as a taxpayer, you covering that. It ain't the inmates covering that. The taxpayer, you covering that. But, you know, that's another conversation for another day. But tell me how that works. So anybody get to just say anything? And look what comes out of this. So now from there, they had to transfer them to a male facility, but they had to put them under a special part of the facility for people who need to be protected. But now that the transgendered woman was put into that male facility where they're actually like protected, they're like secluded from the rest of the population. They think that's not right and that they should be transferred back to the woman's facility. First off, you don't already broke the rules at the facility, and you don't actually put a burden on facility, because now they have to worry about a woman and a baby now. But they don't see what they did wrong. Not only did you do something you're not supposed to do, you actually put tension in the system by getting people pregnant. Now the system has to take care of four people now. Prenatal, all the things that goes with, you know, taking care of a person that's pregnant. Tell me how that works. It's wild. It's not fair, yo. You're trying to win at all corners. Not only do you get to have you, not only did you have sex, you busted a nut, you enjoyed yourself, you got people pregnant. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to have sex. Now you get transferred to a male facility. You get transferred to the protected part of the male facility. And now you saying, oh, it's not right. You should send me back. First off, you get time on top of time now. You don't broke the rules. I didn't know once when you're on punishment, you get to make demands. As a Haitian, that shit don't even sit with me. When I'm on punishment, I'm on punishment. Now I might get worse if I'm acting up on punishment. Where they do that at? Once again, stop the cap. What y'all think about this, man? Once again, I already know this is a controversial episode. It is what it is. You can listen to the whole episode. Don't chop it up. Don't try to, you know, cut pieces and parts of it. What do you think about it? Honestly, let me know what you think. Tell me if I'm wrong. Here to have a conversation with you. But all I'm doing is making an observation and stating fact. It's not just opinion, but mostly fact. It's biological. It's scientific. You have men, you have women. And then if you decide to alter yourself, you have transitioned from a man to a woman. You have transitioned from a woman to a man. At the end of the day, you still do not have the capabilities of the other sex, even though you have transitioned. Let's keep it 100. 100 years from now, we're no longer here. Someone digs up our bones. How do you think they'll identify you as? And that's how I'm going to end this, guys. It was find me on Facebook at STP Talks, facebook.com, STP Talks. You can find me on Instagram, Stirn the Pot Talks. And, you know, just hit me up on that. Let me know what it is and, you know, what we want to talk about next. And all I got to say is, man, there's no need for hating on nobody. Love who you want to love. Be who you want to be. Just be fair about it. Just be realistic about it. We all got to live here together. I've said this multiple times. We all got to live here together. Let's not hate on the other one. And let's not step on the toes of others as well. Be real. Anyways, man, all I got to say is to end this off. Peace in. I'm going to holler at you.